Elizabeth Warren and other Senate Democrats fired tough questions today at President Trump's nominee to run the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Financial industry groups and Republicans are backing Kathy Kraniger's nomination, but Democrats say she has no experience with consumer protection. They fear President Trump is sending her in to weaken the agency and slash its budget. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The Trump administration says that Kathy Kraniger's job at the White House Budget Office gives her the skills she needs to, quote, reform and refocus the Consumer Protection Bureau. Many Republicans think the bureau has been too aggressive in going after financial firms, but Democrats love it for being a tough watchdog created in response to the financial crisis. They've painfully watched as a Trump-appointed temporary director has already put this watchdog bureau on a tighter leash, but Kraniger today pledged to pursue the Bureau's mission.
Under my stewardship, the Bureau will take aggressive action against bad actors who break the rules by engaging in fraud and other illegal activity.
Still, Democrats are skeptical, and the hearing at times grew heated.
I'm asking you a pretty straightforward yes or no question, and I will remind you, you are under oath, and lying to Congress is a crime.
Senator Elizabeth Warren grew frustrated and told Kraniger that she was dodging questions. Given that she's had a policy position in the White House Budget Office, senators asked her about her role in some of the most highly criticized actions by the Trump administration, including the policy of separating immigrant children from parents at the border. But Kraniger refused to go into any details. Warren says that was because the nominee didn't want to admit that she did play a role.
I went to the border last month. I met a mother who was torn away from her 7-year-old little boy in the middle of the night. She could not stop crying. All she could say over and over and over is, I never even had a chance to say goodbye. These are innocent children who may be scarred forever by this policy. It is fundamentally immoral, and you were part of it, Ms. Kraniger. It is a moral stain that will follow you for the rest of your life.
Senator Bob Menendez said in the hearing that he had emails showing that Kraniger was an architect of the administration's botched response to get hurricane relief to Americans in Puerto Rico.
Instead of turning to help them, you pinched pennies. And worst of all, I think you treated them like second-class citizens. That does not give me the faith that when you're going to have to stand up for seniors, service members, students, homeowners against some of the biggest financial institutions in this country, that you'll do that.
Republican Committee Chairman Mike Crapo, though, threw his support solidly behind Kraniger.
I have the utmost confidence that she is well prepared to lead the Bureau in enforcing federal consumer financial laws and protecting consumers in the financial marketplace.
Still, many Democrats made a point of the nominee's lack of any direct experience in the field of consumer financial protection or financial regulation. Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota.
Have you ever worked at a bank or a credit union?
Senator, I have not, okay. And like many others.
Have you ever had oversight or regulated a bank or a credit union?
No, Senator, I have not. Like,
have you had any final decision-making responsibility for enforcing state or federal consumer protection laws?
Senator, again, like many other nominees approaching different positions, I have not had direct experience in that.
Republicans at this point are expected to have enough votes to narrowly approve Kathy Kraniger to be the new director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Chris Arnold, NPR News.